Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hocker.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
Thanks for sending them in, Harlan in Arizona, and Stan in East Dundee, and Frank Toka in Kewaunee, and Dean Hacker in Bloomingdale. I got a joke here from LJ, sent in from Elgin, and Southside Limey in Oak Forest. Dan Shutters in Grays Lake sent us another joke. Steve Paul did too. Dave Carr sent one from Canada. 20% tariff on that joke. Terry L. Hardikoff from Mundelein sent one in. Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally, thank you, from Brazil, Indiana. Steven in Atlanta, proud author of the Christmas Door Prize, sent us a joke. Hey, Dave, my friend is a farmer, and yesterday he got 2 acres.
Wow, how'd he do that?
Stepped on a rake. Today, the temperature should reach 100 degrees. You know what that means. Walmart will be putting out their Christmas stuff this week. Say, does Godzilla feel anything when he steps on a Lego? Do normal eggs ever perform exorcisms on deviled eggs? Do balloon animals need vaccinations? My doctor was shipwrecked on a desert island. He wrote out S.O.S. in the sand, but no one picked him up because they couldn't read his handwriting. I'm a pretty good ventriloquist, and that's just not me saying that. Hey, can you imagine how much self-control it would take to work at a bubble wrap factory?
The Appalachian word for today, I'll say that again. The Appalachian word for today is fornication. Here, John Williams will use it in a sentence.
We're going to a fancy wedding, so I bought a new suit. It's perfect fornication like this. Got any listeners in West Virginia? I'd like to apologize for that joke, but I was a little short on material today. Dave?
Yes?
My wife said that she's going to leave me again unless I stop singing songs by the Bare Naked Ladies.
How long have you been doing that?
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it, now I want to look.
Thanks for sending jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Friday, we pull from the jokes sent in and randomly selected. Someone wins that coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.
I'm all about value.
Are you going to be here on Friday, Dave, when we do the best joke of the week and select somebody's name?
I will not.
Care to tell the whole classroom where you're going to be?
I will be getting ready to leave on our Kelly cruise going to Italy.
Ah, what are your stops going to be?
Oh, we start in Rome.
Heard of it.
We will go to Palermo, Sicily.
Yeah, Sicily's
we'll
amazing.
To up the Amalfi Coast, we'll go to Portofino, ending up in Monte Carlo.
Been there, too. You'll need a jacket if you go to the casino at Monte Carlo.
I don't think I'm there long enough to go to the casino, but I'll have a jacket anyway for those formal nights on the ship.
One of our listeners wore sporty cruise wear, and they went all the way to the casino at Monte Carlo.
Oh, really?
They said, sir, you have to have a jacket. He goes, I'm on a cruise ship. It's on the other side of the island. What are you, crazy? They said, no, you can't come in without a cruise, without a jacket. And I don't know if they then lend them one, like, you know, sometimes restaurants will do, or exactly how that worked. But that's just one pretty spot after another. Portofino's going to be crowded, but you know that. And it's going to be fantastic.
I love it. Yeah. Been there before.
Oh, you have? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. What did you do when you were in Portofino? Walk around the town, buy things you don't need?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, have a great show then.
Thank
we
you.
Won't see you for a little bit.
You won't. But I'll miss you. I'll be thinking about you.
I'll bet you won't. I hope you don't. Did you see what the high temperature tomorrow is in Rome?
It's around 100.
Yeah,
it's been hot here. It's okay.
Well, fair enough. Absolutely. Yeah, you might as well be on a cruise ship.
I'm not going to be there tomorrow anyway.
And those ships are lovely. You're on a Silver Seas boat this time.
Beautiful.
You have traveled with Silver Seas before.
Yeah, third time.
We always do a Regent, and we love that as well. We're doing a trip with Sue and the gang this fall and then again next year. And they set us up nice with WGN listeners who always make the trip so much fun.
I'm looking forward to meeting our
I'll tell you what, if you're going to be on that cruise and you come up to one Dave Ennett, say, please do the dung beetle for us because you won't be able to hear it.
It's going to be the first thing I get when I walk onto the ship.
All right, David, we'll have a good travel.
Thank you.
10:45 on WGN, Bob Surratt reminded you that Apollo 11 launched this day and sent a man to the moon. Jeff Bezos launched on this date something else big called Amazon. And the story behind that is kind of crazy, too. We'll pick it up there, and you may have something to say. 312-981-7200. This is WGN. WGN.